He was just ripping Eli, I remember.
No, it wasn't. He's a great guy, great player, and he's always played well whenever we need him to. So sometimes we have to make plays for him. So it's not just on him; it's on everybody in his offense. If he makes a throw, he hasn't having a tough game. We can't drop him. You know, someone has to make a play for him. You know, get him going sometimes too. So it's on everybody. It's not just Eli. It starts with me. You know, and I got to make more plays for him and do different things for him to make things easier for him. So. And that's all I can control is what I do. So I just got to get better for him.
And I guess the running game has to get better too.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, everyone has to get better.
You just said there's a certain stigma about a type of defense that kind of neutralize your offense. What makes you think that's kind of developing that?
Because everybody playing the same defense. If it looks like a duck and it walks like a duck and it quacks, it's probably a duck. I don't know if the relevance to what I just said has to do with anything you just said, but I just felt like it was the perfect time to use that. I've been wanting to use it for like 2 weeks.
I think that's right.
Yeah, so the defense is a duck.
It's the same duck.
Yeah, it's the same duck.
What are the components of the same duck? What's it quacking like?
It's quacking. I mean, it's not like Affleck, I'll tell you that. It's a lot like a lot of guys playing like a lot of two-man underneath coverage and catching coverage. You know, I think there's a lot of things. I think they respect our receivers and our skill position, so they're trying to do different things to take that away. And it's playing underneath and playing over the top, so it's not a lot of our routes have been taken away, so we have to react. You know, guys breaking off earlier, and you know, so it makes the reads harder for Eli because it takes sometimes guys make double moves to try to get open, so it's not as smooth as we want to be. Of course, we could do things a little bit differently, but. Really, we got to figure out what we're going to do to beat those coverages.
Aren't they often daring you to run the ball the way they're playing this defense?
I guess. I don't know if anybody dares you to do anything in the NFL. So.
I mean, they're giving you looks that would indicate, you know, the run is the option here.
Sometimes right? They do. Sometimes they don't. You know, but sometimes, the call is the call. You know, we just make whatever the call is, that's what we run.
Those coverages also kind of take away some of the deep patterns. Is that right?
I think that's what it's intended to do, take away the deep balls. So we just got to hit the dinks and the dunks a little bit more. You know, 5 yards on the pass play is good, you know. As long as we're moving forward, progressing, it's always good. You know, take an 8-yard slant or, you know, it doesn't have to be the home run all the time. I think that's what we need to start doing a little bit more of.